I'm good, thank you.
That's good. I like to refresh everybody's mind when we speak as to what fairy godmothers do here on the coast.
Okay, well, we raise funds to help support children with special needs and disabilities, assisting by funding equipment that's not available under any other source. We also trying to establish an all abilities playground in the northwest coast, which we've been working on. It's finally getting built, which should be in use by the end of the year. So, yep, we've been working hard. We're just finishing tying up the loose ends of. We've just purchased a vehicle for a young Latrobe girl with severe cerebral palsy. So, we've got a vehicle. About to hand that over, and it will be adapted to wheelchair use in the near future. We're working pretty hard.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And our local Bernie Ford dealership have been quite generous recently.
Yes, yes. Well, our playground, unfortunately, with the effect of COVID and increase in prices of equipment and all the, you know, bits that go with the playground, we've overshot our budget. We had $2.5 million secured to build the playground, but unfortunately we've exceeded that. And so we're now looking to sort of try and raise more money to be able to get the final bits of equipment in. And Ford were wonderful in coming on board and donating, I think it was $14,000 towards equipment, which will help out in the playground.
It sucks, all this stuff going up in price, doesn't it?
It does, it does. Yes, unfortunately, we thought we had it well budgeted and had all our money sorted out, and then sort of with the increase and the delays and everything that COVID caused, yeah, we've just gone way over budget.
Right. Well, hopefully that all comes to fruition. You said that'll be in operation by the end of the year, so that's quite exciting. We will touch base when that happens. But are there any other projects in the works right now?
We are working on some things at the moment. We'll be having quite a few fundraisers in the near future. We're just at the moment securing venues and dates. But we will be having quite a few events and what have you. We have also got the Fairies Haven in Upper Burnie, where we actually are stocking products that are made by local makers. We're selling them on their behalf as part of our fundraising. The shop is run by our volunteers, and so anyone's welcome to go up there, have a look, and see any of the local talents that we've got. Anyone that wants to sell their stuff, their products in a local little venue, well, we have got it there and room available if people are interested.
Right, so if anybody's feeling either philanthropic or giving of their time, because you're always after volunteers, how do we get in touch?
Okay, they can either pop into the Fairies Haven, or they can give me a ring or email us on inquiries@fairygodmothers.com.au.
It's a big machine, isn't it? It's only getting bigger as time goes on.
Yes, but we'd be grateful for any help, any body that's interested in helping out, volunteering their time, anybody that's happy with some ideas that they can throw at us to help with fundraising.
That's great. So you've got the website, you've got the Facebook page, and you've obviously, you're easy to see with your bright pink T-shirts getting around town too.
That's right, yes. We pop around and sort of try and get our name out there as much as possible.
Good on you. Fantastic.
So at the moment we've got a lucky number on our Facebook page. If anybody's interested there, they can just make a comment on there and buy a lucky number. It's a cash prize, so anybody that wants to come on board with that, and we do have lucky numbers going intermittently throughout the time. So, yeah.
Another good thing to keep our eye on and help out the Fairy Godmothers on the northwest coast. Katrina, Treasurer of Fairy Godmothers, thank you for your time, the sub. I really appreciate it, and we'll check back in the very near future.
Yep, thank you very, very much. Thank you.